I've just had an idea. It's my best idea today. I haven't had very many ideas. No, I have. They're just all shit. I've just realised, because I'm at my allotment, which is on the north side of the village that I live in, and I seem to have one bar of 3G, and there is a 3G transmitter. I believe the 3G transmitter that I'm using to get this signal, which I won't use to upload, I'll wait until I get home so that I can use Wi-Fi, because it is one bar of 3G, and it's, you know, about as fast as Edge. I think it's on a hill, in between about Harston and Little Shelford. It's on Harston Road, Little Shelford, and it just goes off, and there's a hill, there's a footpath. It says public, it says public foe to the O, because half the sign's been knocked off. But it should read public footpath to the obelisk, which is this really, really random ass monument. You know those monuments in Lost? It's almost as stupid as that. It's just a monument in the middle of a field, on the side of a hill, just doing nothing. It's called the Whale Monument, W-A-L-E. But anyhow, there's a 3G Hutchinson's, I think, or some name like that. 3G transmitted there. I think that's what I'm using. But I've just had an idea. If people could add to OpenStreetMap the location of the transmitters that they know of, any radio transmitters, and this is what OpenStreetMap is brilliant for, is basically you go somewhere and you think, oh, people might want to know about that, and you add it as a node. But I've had an idea. There is a tagging scheme in operation for transmitters, radio transmitters, phone transmitters. It's probably transmission equals mobile or something. But it's man-made equals radio mast, or man-made equals mask. I don't know. Check the OSM wiki for the tagging scheme. But I've just had an idea. You could make an open transmitter map. You know, title cased, of course. In like open cycle map and open pist map, P-I-S-T-E. It's something to do with skiing. Pisty. I don't know. Is that a reference to something? I don't know. I think it displays like skiing routes or paths down the. Anyway, doesn't matter. Open transmitter map, and basically, if the information for the radius is in public domain, or is somewhere in like planning applications or somewhere. Then you could add the radius of the transmission as transmission underscore radius equals, and then a unit, and then a statistic in kilometers, and then you could make maps. So let's say the 3G one in the planning application for the 3G one, it says, oh, this transmitter has a radius. Transmitter design radius of 15 kilometers. So you add it as 15 kilometers. It's been mapped. I believe I mapped it. it's sat on the top of the hill. It would come up on open transmitter map, and it would have this big ring around it, a 15 kilometer ring. And I presume that if I did that for, I think there's a transmitter on the eastern outskirts of Melbourne. And the Reed transmitter and Sandy Heath, which is actually television and radio, but Reed must have some kind of mobile telephone transmission dish, whatever they are. I really don't know how transmission works. But, you know, tiny little FM aerials, like our college has a little tiny FM transmitter that has a 5 kilometre radius. It's really pathetic, but still. If we could map them all, that'd be good, because I have a feeling that I'm like at the edge of like 3 transmitters, and I am not covered in Falmir, because half the time I have no signal at all, and the other half of the time I have like one bar of GPRS. On some days I get Edge, but other than that, hello Mr. Pigeon, what are you doing? You're sitting. Okay, good for you. But it was just a thought. So if people could help me out with that project, yeah, I might go and write an article page on that.